It's the Morning Midwest Digest. Good morning, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Monday morning edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by our farm television show, This Week in Agribusiness. I'll have this morning's stories coming right up. Every weekend, all across America, from the coast of Carolina to the coast of California, folks tune in to catch This Week in Agribusiness, our television show during which we present, yes, the agriculture weather forecast, a four-week forecast from Greg Solier. Also, a look at the markets. We interview market analysts and traders and economists who come by to visit in our studios. We bring you the news of governmental action or inaction in Washington with the help of our Washington correspondent, Patrick Haggerty. Oh, yeah, we feature somebody's old tractor in Max's Tractor Shed, too. You can catch our television show each weekend on more than 120 local television stations, and it airs four times a weekend on the popular rural cable satellite channel RFD-TV. Check your local listings for This Week in Agribusiness. Across the northern Midwest, it's a 1-2 punch of snow and then the stunning, numbing cold. At Green Bay, snow will continue to pile up today, and after a high tomorrow of 2, they won't have high above zero again until Friday. Grand Rapids, Michigan will get its share with snow every day this week until Saturday, with close to 10 inches possible there. That'll also be the case in Lansing, Saginaw, and Flint. But hang on, there's some relief by the weekend. After Chicago hits its high for the day Wednesday of a minus 12, it should be back up to 42 with a chance of rain by Sunday. From This Week in Agribusiness, they'll get back to work in Washington at the Department of Agriculture today. Implementing the new farm bill signed last year will be a high priority. That work was disrupted when the partial government shutdown began just before Christmas. And Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue says he looks forward to having the entire team from his agency back on the job. Perdue said many workers continued to work during the shutdown, and he predicts that the agency will quickly and smoothly get back up to speed. The secretary says the USDA employees will get their back pay as soon as possible. And some agencies are saying those payments could come by Thursday. An elderly Kentucky farmer could emerge as a witness in a major drug trafficking case pending in federal court in Louisville. 72-year-old James Ronald Muse gained a reputation as a hard-working corn and soybean farmer in south-central Kentucky, who sometimes made extra money driving semi-trucks. But he was notorious in that area around Monticello, Kentucky, as one of the biggest drug dealers there. Ronnie Muse claims he sold crystal meth to save his son from vengeful Mexican cartel members. Prosecutors claim that Muse buried plastic containers filled with meth in barns, sheds, and down in truckloads of corn. In the intense heat of summer, we are often advised to check on the elderly. Well, certainly the same should be true this week as the dangerous wind chills Punny Shower region. That wind will be a big part of the story. It'll be permeating some houses. And you know, a fall as someone walks out to get their mail or a loss of heat in an old house as an older person doesn't want to be a bother could be fatal. Keep an eye on them, especially this week. That's the Morning Midwest Digest, brought to you by This Week in Agribusiness. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.